Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy
and George MacPierce.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week follows up on the story we heard last week about next year's Go-Go Hares. But first, here's information desk.
Further to the message that went out on the 26th of May, we have been notified that there is no macular group meeting in June. The next one will be the 15th of July. Thanks very much to Jean Aubrey for your donation. Chocolate biscuits it is. Sorry you received the wrong week's recording by mistake. I'm glad there are no hard feelings. You realise we are only human. Thank you for the stamps, Mrs. Arnold. Donna Minto from the NNAB emailed to tell us that 12 people from the NNAB completed a skydive last Sunday and it was fantastic. She took Marilyn Marvin and one of their members and Ed from the equipment centre up to 13,000 feet to jump out of the plane. Donna jumped first to reassure them that there was nothing to worry about and they followed. They were amazing and thoroughly enjoyed themselves. They hope to raise £5,000 in total when all of the sponsorship money has come in. So thanks to you that did sponsor us.
Go along to the NNAB's summer concert on Thursday the 23rd of June from 7 to 9pm at the Bradbury Activity Centre, when the Kringleford Singers will be singing a selection of well-known tunes including You Raise Me Up and Fly Me to the Moon. It should be an enjoyable evening for all ages. To reserve your tickets, please call 01603 629 558 or you can email donnaminto at nnab.org.uk.
NNAB Creative Writing. Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? Come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4pm on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3. Their next meeting is on June the 21st, and to find out more, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Silla's Orchestra celebrate their 90th anniversary this year and will be performing music at the Proms at St Stephen's Church, Rampant Horse Street, on the 25th of June at 7:30pm. The programme will include Jerusalem, Rule Britannia and a host of music by British composers including Ralph Vaughan Williams and Edward Elgar. Tickets are £10 for adults and £8 concessions, available from ticketsource.co.uk/Silla's Orchestra, or you can buy them on the door.
This week is National Volunteers Week. Chatterbox is entirely run by volunteers and has been for all of our 38 years. So we know just how important volunteers are to the Norfolk community. The Evening News has had a series of articles this week on volunteers, and we will bring you three about Age UK, Women in Wellies, and the Samaritans. To start with, here are some volunteer statistics.
According to statistics provided by the National Council for Voluntary Organisations, more than 14 million people volunteer at least once a month in the UK. Data from the government's Community Life Survey indicates that 41% of people in the east of England do informal voluntary work once a month, while 34% do formal volunteering. This figure has risen from 32% in 2010-2011. There are more than 160,000 voluntary organisations in the UK, 1,504 in Norfolk, many of which rely on volunteers. And National Volunteers Week began in 1984, making this year the 32nd event.
They may be separated by almost 70 years, But Age UK Norfolk volunteers Peggy Sumison and Joe Hill bring a little cheer to other people's lives. Mrs. Sumison, 92, and Mr. Hill, 24, are both telephone befrienders for the charity, making regular phone calls to elderly people who may otherwise have nobody to speak to. Mrs. Sumison, who moved to Norfolk in 1973, has spent 5 years volunteering, offering support and companionship to two other women. She said, "Volunteering helped me realise I'm still alive. I'm 92 and I'm still putting something back into life. I saw people on television talking about making phone calls to lonely older people, and I thought I could do that. So the next day, I set the wheels in motion. 5 years later, and Mrs. Sumison is still making telephone calls and still loves it. I would 100% encourage other people to volunteer," added Miss Sumison, who lives in Dereham. Mr. Hill, at 24, has already racked up 8 years as a volunteer, after initially joining the team at just 16. He has since developed a great friendship with 75-year-old Ronnie Pearson. "He's been there for me as much as I have for him. It just feels like talking to a mate," said Mr. Hill of Wyndham. "Befriending has been one of the easiest ways of giving. We all get older and need support, and giving just a few minutes here and there can really help. In the past year, around 200 people volunteered to help the charity, giving up 39,550 hours of time in total. We hope that National Volunteers Week will inspire a fresh wave of volunteers to the charity."
A new home for insects and the restoration of a sensory garden are among the projects ticked off by a Broads volunteer conservation group. Over the last few months, women in Wellies has been each Friday tidying, clearing and building its way round Fairhaven Woodland and Water Garden. The group, first launched in February, is now up to 8 members and blends learning new skills with protecting the environment. Sue Telford, Events and Education Coordinator at the South Walsham Gardens, said, "It's social, it's about conservation, and it's also about learning new things. There's always projects on the go, but it's fun. It's not people coming along and breaking their backs to do it. It's good fun, and we get things done." Volunteers meet from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Fridays. The garden is a mix of native and cultivated plantings set in a 130-acre ancient woodland which leads to a private board.
A charity is celebrating Volunteers Week by thanking all of their life-saving volunteers. Bill Ashton, Samaritan's Director for Norwich, said the work the volunteers have done over the past year is priceless. Volunteers Week runs from June the 1st to June the 12th. Highlighting the contribution by millions of people. Mr. Ashton said, "I'd like to thank each and every one of our dedicated volunteers." The charity has more than 20,000 volunteers, and he added, "As Samaritans volunteers, we don't judge, we're here for absolutely anyone, and we want people to talk to us before they feel overwhelmed." Paul, who volunteers for Samaritans Norwich, said, "Knowing that you've made a difference to someone's life is all the reward any of us need. Just being there to listen, in confidence, to someone going through a tough time in their lives can really be helpful to that person. The charity is always on the lookout for more volunteers and believes it is a valuable experience." Mr. Ashton added, "We're keen to hear from people who want to be listeners and also from those happy to help with fundraising, marketing and outreach work and the day-to-day running of our branches." The second feature this week looks at the impact of last year's Go-Go Dragons. As well as brightening up our fine city, the Go-Go Arts Trail through Norwich were also about raising funds to support the important work of the children's charity Break. In the week planned for the new Go-Go Hares project for 2018 were announced, arts correspondent Emma Knights looks at how the money raised from last year's Go-Go Dragons is helping young people in need. Emma Knight's account is read by Val Freed.